This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Yes, Race Wars back in the house. We back in the building. Jesus Christ. Good God Almighty. I'm so exhausted. We got a packed house. I have to throw two niggas out. Let's go around the table. Rebecca.
That's fine. It's an annoying Jewish girl's name. There I'm Rebecca go. Raj.
Hi.
Welcome back to the show, Bex.
Thank you.
You happy to be back?
I am so happy to be here.
Excellent. Jenny?
So happy. Jen Lederer, motivational comedian and producer.
Yes, motivational, huh?
Motivate your ass.
Ah, there we go. Always looking to the future.
Not me. I love the past.
Jeffrey Gurian, according to Gad Elmaleh, I'm the Woody Allen of Mozambique.
Okay, did you say Gad Elmaleh?
Gad.
Oh, Gad.
Gad Elmaleh.
That French nobody?
The French Jerry Seinfeld.
Don't bring up that fucking foreigner on this show. This is Race Wars. You bring up that French nothing.
It's a perfect name to bring up, then. It's a perfect name.
He's an unfunny crepe.
Really?
You call him a crepe?
No, he's great.
Yeah, he sold out Radio City. And
you know who else sold out Radio City?
You.
No.
Who else sold out? Who sold out Radio City?
I don't know. Dice?
Yeah, Dice sold out Madison Square Garden.
He never did Radio City?
One of the few that ever saw.
I thought he was the first comedian to do that, right?
That ever sold out the Garden.
Wasn't he the first comic to do
that? Dice?
Yeah.
Probably one of the first. Him and Eddie sold out the Garden. And what's his name? Russell Peters.
Oh, yeah.
Sold out the Garden.
But Russell sold it out with all engines.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter.
He hated it.
You can get 20,000 people to show up. You're doing okay.
No, it's great for him, but he hated it. It's like if you're an Indian comic, you don't want to see all Indians there.
No, he's got a very multi-ethnic audience, man. He's got people from all over the world come and see
that
show.
Yeah, Indians from all over the world want to go see
him. Indians from every country. Indians from every country.
You walk up 42nd Street, people like this. Out of my way, Indian. I don't know your face. He wants to be American famous, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yes,
well, they all do.
He made $21 million, and people still don't know his name. Isn't that crazy? You could say Russell Peters. Like, who the fuck is that?
I borrowed $3 million from him. I can barely pronounce his name. I borrowed it from him. But we got a gigolo in the house. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, my name is Garen James.
Yeah, Garen?
Garen James.
Yes. Now, yes, Garen, sir. Explain to the people who you are, what you do.
Okay. So I own a male escort agency.
You freak!
Straight
men for women. Yeah. And also
Cowboys
featured
for
on,
Angels?
Yes, sir. Cowboys for Angels. Right. And also featured on the Gigolo Show on Showtime. I'm the creative consultant for the show and star on for 6 seasons so far that we've had.
Oh.
That's great. Man.
I know so many male comics desperate to get into escorting, but they don't want to suck dicks.
First of all, I told you that in confidence.
Wow.
What do you mean so many male comics that want to, who, like, what are you talking about?
Really? Wow. Yeah, they'll come up to me and they'll be like, I want to get into sex work. And I'm like, yeah, you got to, only men pay for it.
Yeah.
But I am wrong.
So is that, so does only men pay for it? What's
no,
going on
women pay for escorts,
do
too.
They pay for it for the same reason? As men, because
that.
We want them to leave.
No,
you pay. You
pay them to get the fuck out.
That's right.
Yeah, you pay them to not call you afterwards.
Yeah, you pay for the exit.
Do you find that it's the same?
You can literally pick any question to answer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are all answering.
He's shocked into silence.
Let us see your dick.
Everybody's answering everybody's question. This is great.
Shocked into
just
silence.
Let everybody answer the questions. This is good.
Let me see your assets.
I have Cowboys for Angels. I have 100 men listed on the Cowboys page there.
Okay.
Assets.
Now, how many women paying for these dudes now? Is it all women? Is it all fatsos? Come on now.
Yeah, well, we only represent men that see women.
Okay.
You'd be very surprised the what kind of woman would use this service.
Right.
It's not about like they can't get a date. It's just that women are more used to, I guess, using services than men are.
Okay.
Especially as your income level increases, you're getting more and more services like your eyebrows done, your hair done, your eyelashes. You have a dog walker. You have a personal shopper. You have this.
So you need a pussy walker, just like for your dog. A lot of women. Somebody need to walk your pussy around the block.
Got to work it out.
So you like? I understand you get these specialists for all these things in your life.
Right.
So it's just one added thing for a woman.
Yeah, I mean a lot of stuff that we do is travel as well. So a woman won't want to travel to another country alone. And instead of hiring like a bodyguard or a team, or, you know, hire like a good looking guy to be like your boyfriend for the trip.
Right.
So that's a big thing, is we do a lot of travel dates, events, weddings. We do a lot of things like picture.
It's clicking. Every
picture, okay. Finally, like picture a woman going through a divorce.
It's already hilarious. Okay. What else you got?
I pictured that many times.
I don't think if you know much. Well. I mean, I didn't know anything about divorces until I started this business. But
right.
A divorce, when you have a lot of money, can last 2 years or longer.
Yeah.
And you're in a vicious battle, like with another person. So it's really hard to start a new relationship.
Right.
So we're like a fun date in between before they can get this over with and then start their new life.
Yeah, whatever money you spend during your divorce is money you don't have to give half of.
That's a good point.
Away.
You can spend half his money on your dates.
On some thing.
Great...
What do you think, Jen?
I mean, I think having your man buy you a new dick on the way out of a relationship is a smart move on the woman's part.
Wow.
I appreciate that. And I imagine that you have a lot of professional women that just don't really have time to build a relationship with someone.
Yeah.
Because they're just not around.
Yeah, that
feels like a good fit for comics too.
Yeah, plus, how many women are like comfortable being like, "I'd like you to go down on me for the next 35 minutes."
I am.
I don't
comfortable
care how many times I come.
Hold my calls.
I can come in 50 times.
I'm comfortable with that request.
I don't think all women are.
No, and that's a damn
unless
shame.
They're paying.
Okay, so I'm in a table full of comedians. I'm guessing this is great.
Yes.
All right. So now it's all coming together.
So how do
everybody's
people,
very funny.
Do they ever fall in love and then your guy gets taken off the market because she's like, I don't want him traveling with his dick around with other girls.
Oh.
Well, that's going to cost her, huh?
That's going to cost you.
Well, we're going to have to do a contract on that if you want to take him off the website.
Is that
right?
True? Can you do like a
marriage
lease
proposal
own?
Contract? I have not yet had a situation where somebody's wanting to do some sort of marriage contract or anything with one of the men.
Right.
I just mean, do they end up just like in a relationship straight up?
Well, you know, I've had a situation. Most of the women that are going into the service are not going into the service because they're looking for their next boyfriend, and they're usually not looking for it to be a male escort per se.
Right.
You know, I've had
it's
a situation.
Like how many guys are looking for hookers to marry, right?
Yeah.
You can't discriminate now.
You'd be surprised.
So,
you know she's fucking. Ain't no virgins out there.
Exactly.
So,
you know, you put her 5,000 hours in, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Well, you have a twin in Australia. Have you ever heard of Travers Bainon? This dude?
Yeah. Who's that? Let me see.
Really, do these
he's known as the
people.
Hugh Hefner of Australia.
Really?
And I went to an event.
Jerry Seinfeld of France.
Are you
Hugh Hefner of Australia?
You love people putting
check
our
out.
Titles on there. He's the Fonzie of Germany.
Wow. The, yeah, exactly. We did, right, yeah, exactly.
On you and cry.
Just appropriating
he's
our
a good
brands.
Looking. He looks just like him, actually.
They
so
familiar.
Do your are your male escorts, are a lot of them in relationships or married?
That's a good question.
Or are they dead inside fully?
Hey.
Most of them are single during this time period. I mean, I've had guys that will then meet somebody and then request to be off the site. Mm. It's really a hard job to be in a relationship with someone because you're doing a lot of traveling, you're doing a lot of dating.
And you're doing a lot
of fucking.
The fucking might get into
well,
it.
Yeah, the energy
are they doing
of it
a
all.
Lot of fucking though? Are they?
You guys are all saying that, but I've never once sold sex. Like, we don't.
They don't
a,
fuck?
Oh, they're selling their time. States.
Okay,
I want
so
my
you're,
money back.
You're,
fucking.
You're old
selling your time.
Escorting.
Whatever happens is up to the escort.
Okay, do
they're
they vibe enough
their
to
time.
Fuck?
Yeah.
Do they
lost.
Right.
So,
most of the time?
Right,
do they click?
So, prostitution and escorts, are those words are different.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
We're not
Backpage magazine?
Prostitution agency.
They showed that too.
Right.
We only sell like you know the men's time.
Right.
You probably don't even ask what goes on during the date. They just go out.
Mm, yeah. If
so
somebody
says the S word on a phone call, you legally have to shut it down?
We hang up on those people.
So how many of your men were in the audience of the Emmys? Just out of curiosity.
No one. You know, we have had celebrity. I've had A-listers. I've had famous musicians, authors. I've had Forbes listers. I've had CEOs of major corporations. I've never once name dropped, but usually like
That's how he stays open.
I mean, that's counterproductive for me to just start dropping names.
Right.
And then because then a normal woman will be like, oh, well, if he mentioned her name, then why wouldn't he mention my name? But usually, you know, that's more private time. Like if it's... We have some men that are private on the website where their photos are not shown.
Okay.
So that's usually for events for more like celebrity type people. But again,
it's like off menu.
You know, I can't. Yeah.
Secret menu.
So where are you based at?
Animal style.
Are you based out of New York?
I personally live in South Florida, but we have guys.
That's a hot spot for it, too.
Yeah,
South Florida.
I'll be there next week.
There's really a lot of older women down there looking
Miami
for some
Miami and Miami. Then Boca.
And are you trying to buy some time?
See, no, I'm trying to. I'm doing stage time. Not getting paid enough.
I live in Boca. Are you going to the Black Box Comedy Club?
No, it's a brewery tour.
There.
So I will be
there. Yeah, it's a cool place.
At Topoka Brewing Company on the 27th.
You got a South Florida vibe. Yeah. For sure.
What do you mean? What kind of vibe is that?
Black Box. I was there. I'm trying to remember the guy's name who
Miami
runs it. But yeah, I performed there.
Know.
He's in the club.
Miami Vice
really?
Does New York. Oh,
no, then it must be a different guy because this guy would not be.
Okay, then never
it's got to be a partner of his.
A partner.
Because this
partner
guy
that
I who
guys
booked me.
Guys just passed notes like it's high school.
Would not be.
This is a show.
No, but it's a cool space. It's a very cool space.
Are you like a mentor daddy type to these boys?
A little bit, yeah.
You are.
Oh, yeah, what's the age range?
Yeah, what's the age?
Well, they're not.
How young can we get these
boys? All right,
boys?
So listen. When I first started, I assumed, you know, 21-year-old guys, but like I've learned that the best age for this for men is like 35 to 45, because
mm-hmm.
a woman who's in their 40s is not going to be wanting to go out with a 21-year-old.
No,
mentally,
we don't want to be a teacher.
Yeah. They don't know how to eat.
21-year-old girl doesn't want to go out
sloppy.
With a 21-year-old.
It's a good
what
point.
Are they, what are they good for? Nothing.
Yeah, 21-year-olds. When I was 21, I was real sloppy around the cooch. Yeah. Yeah, we'll drop everything in it. My keys. Yeah. My friend's keys.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's such a cool thing. I had some guy friends who were dancers. Most men never get a chance to experience that power.
Right.
Women are used to it. They get it all the time.
Right.
But for a guy, I was with some of these guys, and they're so good looking, and you see how women respond to them, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't walk two steps. It's like what happens to women
life.
In the
I
street.
Yeah.
I always felt bad for
suffer from that. You know
how women get harassed. Well, that I know about you. That's why I'm telling it to you, because I know you could relate to that.
Girls chase me on my bike.
When I go to Vegas, I go out with a few of my guys, and we get
every
a table.
Day.
And like it's so weird. The girls are just like
they flock over,
and
it's
I'll
such
go
a
and
rare
I'll walk
experience.
Behind some of my guys and just watch the girls like,
yeah,
like it's
crazy.
True.
You got
like, most men spend
down there locking the market up on
it's true. Like you know,
most
women
men
turn
spend
their heads.
Yeah.
Do men have
most
rates,
men spend their lives
rate?
Trying to meet girls, and they never have that kind of experience. It's crazy.
Have you ever done the job?
Yeah, yes.
You did?
Yeah, in the beginning.
And you're married now.
Now I'm married, yeah. I have a Latin
wife. You scoundrel!
I have a Latin wife, so that's off the market now.
Oh,
she's
Latino.
Colombian.
Oh, you better watch this.
So South
stuff.
Florida
she's
you
Colombian,
are.
Yeah.
Colombian. Yeah. Here's a Colombian hello.
But my wife is
you
so
don't
sweet.
Right?
You wouldn't, she's not like
home?
A...
I lived in South Florida.
They're very passionate, and they have a lot of... They have a bad temper.
Colombians?
She's just very
Latin
jealous.
Women in general, yeah.
She's just very jealous.
Why are you crawling it into anybody else?
No.
That crazy?
No, but I mean, just jealous walking through the mall. I don't know if you've ever seen or been with a Latin
woman. Oh, she must love you so much.
Woman, it's just like, I can't. Like, if we walk through the mall, okay, I learned at the beginning that if there's a pretty woman, like, I can't look in that direction.
No.
So now,
absolutely.
So like, ooh, so now, but wait, but now it gets worse. So now if there's a pretty girl and I look the other way just on purpose to look the other way, she'll go,
you
want why
to
are
look.
You looking the other
way?
What, is there a reason why you're looking the other way? Because then, so you think she's pretty.
Right, you
I'm
can't
like, no,
win.
I just don't want to, yeah, you just don't.
You can't win.
Oh, you
know,
stare right at
those
the girl.
Things,
you stare right at the girl you want to look at and you go like this. Oh, look at this slut. If you ever wore that top, I would be so mad at you.
Yes.
That's a good
and
one.
That fat ass, if you ever.
Right.
You gotta play it off, Jeff.
So you,
absolutely.
You fell for a woman that like keeps it tight in the household.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
very
interesting.
Tight.
Wait, what does that mean?
Before, I mean, he,
well,
it sounds
yeah.
like the leash
keeps
is
tight in
the
household,
yeah.
Rebecca. Don't you?
I mean, we're not
sure.
Like we're not out swinging around or anything crazy. So yeah,
no swinging.
Very normal life.
Zero swinging.
No,
zero
swinging.
But do you
in South Florida.
But do you have a boat
stop
though?
Stop it.
Do you have a boat though?
I have a boat now.
Okay, because I would be an unacceptable pussy magnet to your wife.
I have three-year-old twins.
Oh. Wow.
Nice. That's great.
So, yeah.
Girls, boys, what?
Both, yeah.
Oh, girl. Okay.
Yeah. Which one's older?
Well, the boy is a minute.
Oh,
older.
You're asking the twin.
Yeah. Now, what if you, your son later on in life say, hey, pop, I heard you've been gigoloing. Mm-hmm. I want some of that action. What would you do?
You go, no, son, they pay for my time.
It's a family business.
You could probably help run the agency. Why not at some point, hopefully?
Yeah, like Hugh Hefner's kids.
What if your daughter wanted to get
bring your kids into the business.
She would be good. Kelly. She'd be a good booker. My assistant now is a woman. She's a good booker.
Right.
Booker.
It just reopened.
I assume that it would need
that
to
is
be
what
a
it's called.
Oh, that's what we're calling.
That's
Greg
what it's
Lesley
called.
Did it for many years.
That's what it's called.
Oh shit! Now book a flight.
Unfair, because like traditionally, escorting is like the only job where women can make more than men.
Yeah.
That's all we. That's all that.
Do they make
have.
As much as women escorts? Yeah. They do.
No.
Ew.
Well, it depends. Some of the guys, a few of the guys' rates are the same as women, but most of them are a little bit.
Who's
less.
The big earner? What's his name? Mm. Who's that big earner dragging in them dollars?
Well, we don't have to. I wish we had like the site and you could pull up the photos.
I
want to
see some of these dudes' pitches. Can we not pull up
do
a
you,
picture?
Do you ever Glengarry Glen Ross them? They can compete for to pull the most bitches.
Right. Like tonight by midnight. Let me see here. This is a
like
good guy.
Bonus.
Oh, here we go.
He fucks three women before noon.
Good. Okay.
Are you fucking
what
kidding me?
What is that, Burt Reynolds?
He's smoking fucking hot. Oh. This one looks like Thor. What's his name?
He
looks like Thor.
He does really good.
Yeah,
I bet he does.
He's fulfilling a lot of boxes.
Does. How much he charge? How much are we?
Checking a lot of boxes.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
crazy. You see that some guys are fucking handsome. It's unbelievable.
He's hot.
Do you guys do the photo shoots
spill
for
on
them?
Do they is that your brand? Is that do you brand them with that shoulder tattoo?
Right. Two out of two so far.
Or is that just like an industry thing or what is
that's
it?
His mark he puts on it.
It's like a male tramp stamp.
Like his cattle.
Like, I assume people can request by ethnicity, by height,
race
by, like, what's the...
Yes.
What's the market
maybe
for black
openly,
dick?
Yeah,
maybe,
which race
like,
is
white only, and it's important that they be white.
I mean, you know, women, obviously...
So they can.
They can choose any guy that they want,
right,
you know?
Right,
like,
right.
We don't... You must have a black man tonight.
Sure, sure, sure.
Like, no.
Should I ask
about
the market
represent,
for black dick?
We represent... You know, all types of men. That's one thing that I like is that I don't have like a cookie cutter site. That there's all types and flavors. Like we have more muscular guys, skinnier guys, but usually
you've got
you know,
some dad bod.
You got some gay dudes. Let's be honest now.
Do you have any little dick people? For if a girl, if a woman's like, oh no, you can't bring up sex. But let's say, do you have any? Does anybody have a little dick?
You can't put that in your description.
No, that's important because, like, what about a post-op trans woman who had a little dick to start with? She's going to have a very little vagina.
Oh, I need
that
trans
sentence
much?
Sounded like it
Ash.
Fell down a flight of stairs.
Wow.
It was smooth coming out.
Ash does really good. He
Ash
lives
must.
In Las Vegas.
Ash must.
He looks like my friend's crazy daddy.
Does.
I hope they're not
there's
the same.
There's orders over
person.
Here, Karen.
Ash, he's got the longer hair.
Are you telling me none of these dudes take ding-a-ling too? Stop. They take some of that ding-ding now. Yes, he looks like a woman almost to me.
Ash is sucking.
Well, he's pretty.
Know, for the
pretty
listeners, we're looking at CK ads.
That's fucking Game of Thrones shit.
I don't know why that always happens.
Yeah.
Like,
it is Game of Thrones.
Dothraki.
Just because a guy's good looking, he's automatically
heavy,
gay.
Like,
but
who is that dude that played that guy who was so handsome?
The hottest guy.
We're not saying gay. We're just saying not turning down the money.
Jason Momoa. Yeah.
So listen to me. All these guys are in Florida, correct?
No.
It's
all over the United States.
Okay. So do these guys actually, do the women actually fly them to where they are sometimes?
Yeah, I've flown guys worldwide.
Right. Say that again? That sounds so good.
This is Quinn. He's like he's in Las Vegas. It's like a little
that
bit more
dude.
Slender. He's from London.
He's a skinny guy.
He has.
Oh. London, huh? That's right up your alley.
Accent.
Oh.
He has a beautiful accent from London.
I'm not saying I love that.
Look at those.
I do really like that a lot.
He's a good-looking guy.
I don't like these foreigners over here taking our applause.
Hey, I just thank God that there's so few of these guys.
You know
in
that white
theory,
men are saying that about black
this,
guys.
Because no guys,
right? So.
Because no guys would ever get any girls at all.
This guy's in New York. He's 6'5".
How do you get pictures of me on your site?
Holy shit.
So,
do any of them blur out their faces?
That's your African.
He charges by the inch, right?
You know.
So how much? How very who's like a big bird on here? I know like the first dude who had the fucking. Yeah.
What's a price point range?
Or face.
Yeah.
If I wanted to fly with me to a weekend wedding,
mm-hmm.
not like
six
to
grand.
Italy, but you're okay. Six grand.
For three nights or two nights?
3,000 a day.
If I wanted just 5 minutes, so I could just smell somebody's neck. What would that cost? Can I just like tip and change? Yo, be honest with me. Now we're friends.
Okay, so here you guys go. Here's a little bit older guy. So he's got the salt and pepper.
Okay,
hair.
Yeah, he's
really
a silver fox.
Silver fox.
A fox, if you will.
Yeah.
You
know, so I wouldn't pay for gray.
Is a tip expected on top of the fee?
No, mark
that up. No, that's usually included.
Yeah, yeah, it's a nice, no, that's yeah. A.
Well, you know, when you're 50, that's a that's
just
a better
for men.
He's 50?
No, when,
no, when
your
the women,
woman
oh,
is 50,
okay.
then you know that's a great date
so
for them.
So $3,000 a day.
Well, it depends. If you're if you book for a week, then the rate goes down to like $2,500 a day.
Okay, and it's
what's
banging
but
so
what about like an hour?
$350.
And how much of that? How much of that does the guy see?
80%.
Shit.
Yeah. So most escort agencies charge 30 to 40%.
Yeah.
When I started it, I my history is that I dated a woman who had an agency, Women for Men. So I learned the agency from A to Z. I was with her for several years. And okay. so when I started this agency, I set it up a lot different. Women for Men is a lot different than Men for Women, obviously. So we set up a discount for the more time booked. And then I also figured that men, most of the men that I would be working with were male models and they were used to a 20% fee. Mm-hmm. And I figured that was the best way to do it and more of like managing the clients for them.
Right.
And so far it's been.
You ever really, have to go upside somebody's head? Like, you know what happens now, yeah. those niggas in there feeling themselves.
Well,
you're going to have to beat on somebody.
Mm-hmm. You know, you
keep order.
A lot of ego.
You know, some guys can have.
People in line, some, right?
You know, it's really all about choosing the right people to work with from the beginning.
You don't threaten to cut somebody's face? Their beautiful
yeah,
face.
Right.
Hey. The deuce just came back.
No, you cut their butt or something. You don't cut their face.
All right,
yeah, you
that's
cut,
respectable.
Yeah, you don't, something that can be hidden. You don't,
of course.
If you're going to cut.
Cut the taint.
Don't cut the face. I'll teach you how to run this. I'll teach you how to run okay. it your own.
You haven't had a guy just like spend an extra day and pocket the money ever?
Maybe.
Do they pay the dudes or do they pay the agency?
Yeah, we take a percentage of the appointment and they get paid cash upon arrival. You know, you can obviously you kind of weed through people, but you can kind of get a sense from the beginning of the person's shady or not. And then
right.
it's all a matter of, you know, I've had a situation where a guy would exchange phone numbers with a client and then she gets mad at him at some point and tells on him. And then he yeah. just doesn't have a job mm. with me anymore. Mm. So
because mm-hmm. it's either you don't yeah. let them contact the client by themselves.
Yeah, well, it's all a matter of. Okay, so when I first started, I never wanted a situation where a guy had a client's phone number and right. did things like, hey, baby, when are you going to see me again? So I want
away
this to
from
be,
the
I
agency.
Never, I, well, not about away from the agency, but trying to manipulate somebody into paying them more money.
Oh,
hey, baby, my
okay.
rent's due. Can you book
yeah.
me again? Or anything like that. So, you know, and I have a very strict rule of like, you know, you're not going to lie and be like, baby, if you keep booking me, eventually we're going to run away together and get married. Like, we're not here to manipulate
them.
Or
right.
lead anyone on for any reason. So it's very. Upfront and straight and like there's no manipulation. We have a no contact policy. So that's why I was like, you cannot have this person's phone number because I don't want them to try to manipulate you in any way. If you would like to see him again, give me a call and we'll set it up.
Right.
You know, and that's why also the percentages are lower. You know, I'm not trying to, I'm there to manage that client for you and there's no manipulation at all whatsoever, you know, of a woman who might be, you know, in a bad time in her life or anything
right.
like that. So
or
it's
a divorce or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They already can be vulnerable, Jeff.
Right, so.
They're already vulnerable women.
It's just such a cool thing to experience your power that way. I once had a friend. I did some films for Playboy TV.
Okay.
And I had to audition girls from all the strip clubs because in those days, girls weren't working out the way they do today.
Thank
so
you for
I didn't know anybody in the strip club business. And
no.
Playboy gave me a letter.
Right.
And I had to go introduce myself because I'm like, I'm not going into a strip club saying that I'm from Playboy without
right.
a letter. I
yeah.
look like a douche, right? So they give me this letter, and I had to audition girls from all the clubs, and I got to know everybody in the topless business. And I had this.
You fucking freak.
Absolutely.
I love that a letter makes a difference, though.
Yeah, it does.
Like,
I could have
printed
it myself, right? I could
have
printed
right.
it myself.
It had the official
he
seal.
Had
it, was
a
on, it was on the official
letterhead.
Seal. It made me feel better. I didn't feel
yeah,
like I didn't feel like such a dick.
Well, I did so, the same. That happened to me on. Too, actually.
Really? Somewhat legit, similar. Guys. I'm getting a deal next week.
So I had this hot Asian friend, and she wanted to know what it was like to be a stripper. And right. She had a lot of money. She didn't need the money. And she asked me if I could hook her up.
And you said, being a good friend, you said yeah.
Well, no. First, I said I don't even know if you could dance. Like, how am I? I don't want to embarrass myself.
Oh, you right.
So she's
right
like,
that.
So she came up. So she danced for me. No, well, that's when it I worked. Realized that all girls could dance if they really want to dance.
New
they
show?
Dance.
All girls
can
dance.
All well, girls just, can make a man think that they
exactly.
So you
exactly.
Can your
so I got her a job, and she worked for 3 weeks and made a ton of money, and then she split.
Wow.
And she just wanted to experience what that was like. And it's tremendous power. Anytime you can use something of your own to do something like that, it's a very rare experience. I think it's really cool. Most people would like to know what that's like, I think, anyway.
To have that kind of power over, like sexually, you mean?
Yeah, over someone else, just based on your look.
It requires a single pair of tits.
For women, it does. If a man has a single pair of tits, it ain't going to work.
Well, depends on the neighborhood.
It can.
That's true, too.
You can still work. I'm sure you can push that man with some titties.
That is very true,
I'm sure you can push that market tuning.
I think that sexually empowering yourself is important. But I have a hard time believing all the people in the sex industry who say that they are purely in it for the sexual freedom, because so many of them track back to trauma. And I just
there's a lot of that.
Fine. Yeah. There are people in porn and doing all this shit and they are loving life.
Right.
But is it as many as they say, as the people that say like, yeah, I'm fully
they love it.
Empowered
well,
by this?
People I mean, if you can make $100,000 in 4 hours a week and then do whatever else you want, that's empowering. I don't care about trauma. Everybody
but is
has
empowerment
trauma. Being born is
the
traumatic.
Reason, or yeah, is it a byproduct of like doing a job for money? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, are people like, I'm
or
meant to
it,
be empowered?
This is
so
all
really
I have to
that.
Offer. This right. is the only
but
thing.
But you know what?
Me.
Some women are so, or people, whatever, are so suited to that. Some like, you know, there's this kind of arrogance or like patronizing where it's like, well, they're being exploited. Well, some people are just great at it. Some people are great porn stars. Some people are great
sure.
strippers.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah. Exactly.
And should they not
be able
to do what they do well?
No, the money's a drug too. A lot of girls, you know, they make $1,000 or more a night, a couple of grand. It's like a drug, man.
Oh, there's
and,
no question
you know,
about it. The cash
some
is real in the clubs.
You can make good money in so many fucking places in 2018. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to fucking hear
but
it.
But the number
but
one way
only...
from 10,000 years ago to today
oh,
is
it's not the only way, but some
pussy.
People...
It's a quicker way.
It's still pussy.
It's not the only
and,
way,
and
but some
people
want to
do
that.
And I know people who've done the job who are like, all right, I'm done, or they're getting married or whatever, right? And they go to get
makeup
a regular job, and they struggle so much because after you're used to that kind of quick, easy money for something that is not your soul or whatever. It's like you doing a little dance. It's you're ruined for real work. Like it's just it is. Powerful.
It spoils you. It spoils you when
that
you got a fucking
true.
Working tax and you get a whole heap of cash
that's
at the end of the night. It's like
for
that's
just
and
it's validated. But,
yeah, exactly.
It's societal stigma.
That's
they
the problem.
Sell
why,
you this
why
idea.
A lot of girls right. stay too long. The idea is to do it and use it as a stepping stone. But some girls are there 5-7 years. Man, it's too long. It wears you down.
Yeah, but sex work money just flows out through your hands like drug dealing money. Like it's hard.
But
then you're like, oh, I made all this money. How am I
from a comedic point of view, what's funny to me is that if you ask any guy what they hate the most, they hate to be teased.
Yeah.
And in strip clubs, they go in and they fucking pay to be teased.
Yeah.
I was at Scores one night. A guy dropped $21,000 and left by himself. He just had lines of girls dancing for $21,000. And that wasn't his most.
I was the third girl behind him like this. I'm ready to dance, daddy.
He was
daddy,
buying
I'm
dances
ready,
for
daddy.
Everybody and then fucking left alone and called some
this
chicks from backstage, some
but he
horrible
went,
looking girls.
He went there to do that. He knew what he was. He's an adult man who's done it
no,
before.
It's just
you
a lot of money. He could have probably offered anybody 20 grand to leave with him.
But he got off
he
on
just,
the boundary of it.
Yeah,
like you
and the power
only do
of it.
That if that's part of what you get off on.
And I'm sure he could afford it. It's just a lot of money. Yeah. I don't know. It's
the Jew and you
it just shows that men. It just
kid.
No, it's that men are stupid.
He could have bought a house.
Men are stupid.
He hasn't talked
weak.
To his brother in 2 years.
Look,
stop Jewing everything now. Jeff.
On Yom Kippur, you make fun on Yom Kippur
are you
of all things.
Yom Kippur, that's right.
No, I'm not. I'm not fasting. I take too much medication to fast.
Spoken like a true Jew.
This motherfucker just had cancer cut on his leg.
Oh, I'm
well, it sounds
show him the stitches.
I had they're taking it out tomorrow. I don't know if they want to see stitches.
Show
them
the stitches.
Man.
It's race wars.
What happened? Yeah, a mole? Okay.
They're taking the stitches out tomorrow.
I was in Montreal for Just for Laughs, right?
Yeah. Listen to this.
I get out of the shower and I'm drying my leg and I feel a fucking bump on the side of my leg.
Okay.
And I was hoping it was like a spider bite. I'm like, I looked in the bed. There's no bugs, right? And I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I went to the doctor and they biopsied it and he said it's squamous cell carcinoma. You know what that is?
Black girl's name?
Yeah, that's diarrhea. You're taking that from my app, right? I'm like, that's diarrhea, bitch. No,
there's you know squamous cell?
There's two kinds of skin cancer. One's basal cell and one's squamous cell. Basal cell is okay.
Not cancer, right.
That's not the serious one. Squamous cell is the fucked up one.
Oh, shit.
So
that's skin.
A surgeon calls me 9:30 in the morning. He's like, listen, we just came back squamous
Scary.
Cell. Can you be in the hospital in 1 hour?
Wow.
I'm like, 1 hour?
Squamous
I'm like,
as fuck, Jeffrey.
So yeah, so they took it out.
When they call right. you first thing in the morning and say, get here now.
Now.
That's
yeah.
the scariest doctor call.
Yeah, yeah exactly. Well, so I fucking ran over and it. The whole team of people worked on me. And they do this thing called Mohs surgery. Have you ever heard of
Mohs? Yeah, right.
Mohs surgery. They cut it out and then they look at it under a microscope right. to make sure all the bad cells are gone. And if they see more cells, you go back in. So luckily, I only had to go twice. You know,
and they can do it like 3-4 times, right?
Some people got to go 3 or 4 times, but right. they did it
Separate
twice.
Times
in the same.
Or it's like,
no,
bam,
no,
bam,
no.
Bam,
you
bam.
Sit
oh,
there for hours,
there.
And they keep checking. They keep taking sections until they make sure they got it all.
You know, when I got these ear piercings, they did it all 3 at the same time, right? 1, 2, 3. By the time they got to the third one, it really fucking hurt. It's got to be the exact same thing, right?
That's
Absolutely.
A real white chick move right
exactly
there.
Exactly the same
thing. I'm relating.
Exactly the same
thing.
I felt
pain, too.
No difference
exactly
at all.
Exactly like my ear piercing.
I knew it would be.
The third piercing, yeah.
So they have to go in there and scrape out twice for you.
Yeah, yeah. And I was happy they did. I just want to know the whole thing was out, man.
Yeah, hell
get
yeah.
Get that fucking thing out.
Show them the stitches.
All right, let's see your squamous Mohs.
Your gigolo.
Oh, yeah, there it is, guys.
Oh, shit, they did go in twice.
Just in time for Halloween.
It looks like it was a big bump.
Right.
Like, how long was it there before you...
I went right
it just showed up. Wow. No,
you it just like popped
as
up.
As soon as you felt it.
It just popped up. Those
crazy.
Can just pop like,
that's
I think it's
bananas.
Like, when women suddenly find a lump,
yeah.
it just pops, man.
Yeah. Like,
that's why I am constantly
I never
grabbing
check
my
tits. Do you check yours?
What?
I never
afraid.
Check them.
Well, you know what? Take your time now to check them now, girls.
I never do it.
You have to
have arms up.
Never too. Can never be too safe.
I need to buy
girls. You girls shouldn't have to do that on your own. You have somebody else do that for
you.
You
want to switch seats?
Sir, I heard you.
Why
that
you want
Sherrod
together?
Yeah, do you guys need
No, they feel good.
Yeah, yeah no, like,
Dr. Sherrod is on top of this.
I count on boyfriends to be perceptive.
They're not paying attention during this check.
No, but they love me.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the scariest shit that it can pop up on your leg.
Yeah,
yeah
it's crazy shit out of nowhere. One day it's not there, and the next day it's there. I would have noticed, man. You
Who
know,
was your
I shower
doctor?
Every day. And
Who's
I fucking,
the doctor? Jewish dude?
Of course. I mean, that's redundant. Who the fuck am I going to go to?
What about Asian?
An Indian,
are there
I guess.
A lot of,
yeah.
Are there a lot of black cancer surgeons?
Stop laughing, motherfucker. Yes, okay. It is. It's called not in America.
Yeah, on Grey's Anatomy.
And all the black countries like Jamaica
right. exactly.
and the West
yeah,
Indies.
That's,
and
that's probably all
Whenever black people have opportunity, we have the same
have.
Shit.
Listen, Ben Carson is your one. And
he was great, too. He was at Johns Hopkins. He was at Johns Hopkins. He was a top fucking heart surgeon in America.
Yeah.
This guy was the head of...
His politics I don't agree with.
Who's,
or his wife,
guy,
his
who's the gynecologist that was running
this guy was the head of skin cancer surgery at Mount Sinai, so I felt comfortable with him. And you know, we'll see what happens. But so far, so
yeah,
good.
I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Huh?
They're taking him out tomorrow.
You and your Jewish doctors.
That's it.
Bug me.
Amazing, right?
That's scary.
Absolutely
you ever
amazing.
Had a medical scare like that, Jenny?
What?
Anything
Never.
Close?
Never even
never.
Close.
Never
I
had
broke
a suspicious
yeah,
mole.
Thank God.
One
Most
thing
people
never.
Don't
I mean,
like
I don't
that.
Know. Many of these could be suspicious, but
no, you know when it's.
Suspicious. I broke.
Something sneaks the fuck up on you.
Nothing.
No.
I had a spider bite that the line was going up my arm for several days.
Oh yeah, that's scary.
Days.
Wait, what?
You let it go on
Once
for days.
You see a line,
I ignored it because
line,
I was
yeah.
I was 22. I had just moved to the city.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have health insurance, and I was like, it'll go
did
away.
Did you do the thing where you marked it with a Sharpie
yes.
to see if it would keep going?
Yes.
Really? Oh, you
and
did.
Wait,
was,
what?
What?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Because if it reaches, if the line reaches your heart,
right.
like
what
you can
line?
Have a heart attack.
Well, even if it reaches
well,
into your arm where your lymph nodes are,
yeah,
that's not good.
That shit can get bad too.
What's a spider? What spider bite? Like
if
the
a
one
spider
that bit
bite,
Spider-Man?
If it bites you like on your vein to where the poison can start traveling through your vein,
oh,
and
you
see
it going up
it?
In your skin.
Shit.
Yeah, it was.
That's
bad.
White people shit.
You
so
had no
I
Jewish
was,
friends.
I had no
spiders.
No, I was waiting.
White people
table.
Like to live with spiders.
Yeah, they do.
That's what we're known for.
But I'm saying if you can look
at
your arm and see shit going through your blood,
oh yeah,
that's white skin.
Right, exactly.
I'm translucent.
You're gonna be
translucent,
which makes you wonder why black guys get tattoos, right? What's the point?
You can still see it.
It's not that easy. It's not that easy.
I mean, you don't have a lot of color options.
Jeffrey, comedy
it's like
is
a black
hard.
Guy with a tattoo. You
it's
know
Race Wars. I thought I have to do that shit. Come on.
You know, ink comes
as a
in
black man
colors,
myself,
too.
You know, come on. Yeah. I'm allowed to say that shit.
I never knew about the whole.
Listen, you
got to
be careful. I was in denial, and I was waiting tables at Ellen's Stardust Diner as a fucking singing waitress. Oh yeah, in Midtown.
Oh, wow.
And my manager,
waitress?
I was in a poodle skirt.
My
name was Kit, and leave the room, motherfuckers.
Really make me happy.
And my manager came over and he was like, you cannot be here anymore. Like, legally, we need to tell you to go the fuck home and don't come back.
Because
until,
they saw the bite?
Yes. And they saw it several days in a row. My manager was like, you got to go to the doctors. And I went and they said 24 more hours, you would have been fucked.
Well,
what?
So, where'd you get a spider bite in the first place?
In my apartment.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you live? In the woods?
It was basically, it was in Astoria.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I never
heard that. Stupid. I went in the sun. I took a fucking reflector to Puerto Rico. Who does that, right?
Like one of these?
One of these. I had to go to the hospital. When I was a kid,
fucking
burnt my face off. No, I was stupid as a kid.
You was one of these on the beach.
I had no pigment at all.
White people are so crazy.
I didn't realize I had no fucking pigment at all. I always wanted to be tan. That was my goal.
Yes.
I had blonde hair and I wanted
black,
to be tan.
Jeff. Don't say tan.
I did. No, you know
drove
I wanted
Cadillac,
to be.
Motherfucker. You
that's why
to be
Patrice
black.
Had me as his co-host because
right.
he knew I was a black man.
He was
right?
a black man trapped
exactly.
inside that white body.
That's right.
Jeffrey Dolezal.
So I fucking took. I
think black men would choose a Jew to get trapped inside of, though, right?
Well, it
like,
depends
is
on
that the,
girl. The
life you'd want to experience?
No.
What life? What
black who? On black. I don't want to mix it up. I want this. But go ahead, what are you saying?
No, just saying that I was stupid and I tried to get tan for years.
Right.
And it never worked. I got that fucking red stripe shit, you know, like that Irish people get.
Right.
That's what I got. And fucking cancer. Skin cancer.
So that's where it came, yeah.
Probably. It had
you
to be because I got burned so bad so many years. Mm. Eventually, it takes its toll on you.
Right.
So now I'm just happy being pale.
Tan
I don't
is
give
a lot
fuck.
Less chic right. these days, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not as popular as it is.
Nah, it's still fucking hot. You just
or self-tanning things are cool.
Tan is
some of them,
so
if you
hot.
Get a good thing. It looks good on people,
it
right?
Does. Oh, yeah.
They have safer ways to do it for whites, right?
You look good white.
Well, they have spray tans now, and they have the shit that you can rub on, but you got to be careful that you don't get the kind where you turn orange because that looks fucked.
And plus that spray tan.
Yeah, but then you have sex on white sheets.
I just had to get really tan for a shoot.
Is that you?
So yeah.
Ooh.
You look Cuban.
Selling your time.
Did you use spray tan?
That's dark.
That's an audition for
Baywatch. You got the genetics for it.
I tan because you can. It helps.
I tan because you can.
No, because it helps with the shadows and making you look. Because I was trying to submit that to. Exercise.
So
that's awesome. Awesome.
Do you encourage?
Do you have a house photographer that you encourage them all to use?
I have a few that I like. Yeah.
So let me ask you this: were you ever shy growing up about your appearance that you didn't want to stand out? Because I find that a lot of people that are blessed with genetics, they kind of hold back because they stand out from a crowd, and sometimes it makes them feel awkward.
Insecure when you guys,
when you were in high school or shit.
Well, I was a little bit of a late bloomer, so I was a little awkward growing up. And then I guess I just bloomed.
You grew up where? In Florida? No.
Yeah, South Florida.
You grew up down there?
Yeah.
You went to high school there?
Boca High.
Nice.
Boca High.
Boca Middle.
Holy Jewish community.
You know your way around it.
Boca
too,
High?
Yeah, I know.
I'm on Aguila,
I went to so many bar mitzvahs.
Hilarious.
I went to a yarmulke.
Hashtag hilarious.
You probably saw the first person to ever got Botox.
In Boca?
Probably
Boca. The Boca face? That's a real
ain't Boca
thing.
Like an older
I have
town,
Botox.
Too?
Yeah,
like
that's why they all need
people?
Facelifts
usually,
and shit.
Usually.
I got Botox. I have Botox in. It's
do
been
you?
A while since I did it.
All right, looks all right.
I mean, I'm sure surgery
is a
big
thing for
you.
You need a
re-up,
right?
I need a re-up. I think it's been like 6 months. So.
Yeah, I'm seeing several different expressions,
it?
So it's time.
Yeah, all right.
I'm sure surgery.
You ever done like a filler or anything?
No, but.
This is important, Dad.
Let me think. Recently just been tanning a lot and did get some Botox and I have some hair dye in.
Okay.
Because I'm
phony.
A little, you know, yeah.
You're South
just
Florida
for men.
Fuck.
Just
okay.
for men. But I'm also, my wife is 10 years younger.
You
so
look like
that's
the guy
the
on the
Florida
box
rule.
Of Just for Men.
You can
be
the box
be that
dude.
Guy.
Yeah.
You should be that guy.
10 years younger is like the same age in
but
South
but my wife,
Florida.
Yeah. So recently we went on vacation. And usually, like, if I'm going to do some stuff and travel or whatever on camera stuff, because I do that, I put a little stuff in Just for Men,
right.
you know, take care of myself, a little tanning, a little this, a little that.
You're
for an appearance. And recently I was going on vacation with my wife like 3 months ago, and it was just for fun. And she was like, are you going to get some Just for Men stuff for this trip? So, yeah, you know.
She's like, don't not do it when it's me, honey.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let me ask you this too. Do you find that the guys that work for you, are a lot of them humble, or are they
I only work with humble men.
See, and that's really cool. There are some people.
Escort, those dudes in those ego, pictures were humble.
If you have an ego.
Whose dick was pointing at me.
If you have an ego, you will not be a good escort.
And that's very cool,
right,
because some people try and take credit for their genetics.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's a fucking roll of the dice, man. Mm-hmm. You get what you get.
Right.
So it's so attractive when people are great looking and they're humble.
Thank you. That's how I try to make my life, Jeff.
That's why I'm saying this to you.
Well, if you think about it,
I want you to know that. People know that.
It's very perceptive because, like, I have guys that will call me and try to explain to me how good looking they are and how many women want them. I had a guy call me to tell me that twice in his life, somebody has offered to buy his sperm because he's genetically superior. And, like, so when you have that guy,
one time, but I need
twice.
For a sandwich.
Twice that.
But that's obnoxious for somebody to say.
Okay,
that.
But not only is it obnoxious, but if you have like this strong ego, and then how are you going to? And you assume that people should only worship you. Mm-hmm. Then how are you going to be paid to be nice and
interact with
else?
Him? Yeah,
it's
going to
come across.
Being.
You're going to act obnoxious.
So I mean, I turn away a ton of like good-looking guys that are. You know, I'm good looking guy.
They're taken with themselves. Yeah. Yeah.
Taken. They smell themselves, as my grandmother would say. You can't be a social son of a bitch. Yeah, just looking at yourself.
And it's the
in
same
the
with women. There are some gorgeous women that are just obnoxious.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And some that are just so humble because they know that it's a gift.
Yeah. I would take a six girl.
I agree.
Six. Over a 10 who's just the worst.
Right. I agree. Mm-hmm.
In a heartbeat.
Plus, yeah, that 10's going to be a 6 at some point, and then you got to just beat
And also, a lot of 10s never develop a personality
because
they never had to because they get everything on their look.
Exactly.
Although money helps hold on to a 10 a little longer.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
It does.
Money will turn a 6 into a 10.
Yeah.
That is also a great point.
Yeah.
But then, you know, she has that personality of a 6, right? Or does she then get that... 10 personality.
I don't see if you switch on me, then I'm
out. No, those self-esteem, that's not humility. That's
you can't give a person a good personality.
They
either have it or they don't.
You
can improve upon it, but you can't give someone a good personality.
No. You can try to beat it into them. That's what my parents did with me. They beat me till I was good.
Well, comedians are great at that. I mean, who's better at improvising and talking, having a conversation than comedians?
That's how we are. We're social people.
Somebody just told me they got a big part in a movie because they took it off the page. He heard all the other actors just reading that shit, and it was fucking boring. And they gave him a script, and he fucking read it and then did it in his own words, and he got the part.
That's how you
and it was a big part. I don't remember who it was, but somebody just told me that recently.
That was Bruce
Only
Willis and Die Hard.
Only comedians do that. Yeah, exactly.
You don't know that, yeah?
Comedians,
come to the coast. Have a little laugh.
Shit,
fam. He made all that up.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Next thing you know, he was a Jersey bartender, and then he was Bruce Willis. That's a true
amazing
story.
He used to hang out at Cafe Central. You weren't around in those days.
No, I was probably two years old. What happened?
No, it was Columbus Cafe was one of the biggest celeb hangouts in Manhattan ever. There's never been a place like
that's
it.
On the west side?
It was on 69th and Columbus.
Okay.
And it was the most amazing place. It was like, what's the place in California? Not Ago. There was a place. It was a very big celebrity hangout that is escaping me. But Schwarzenegger used to hang out here, and Danny Aiello, and Bruce Willis, and Mike Tyson, and anybody who was in town, they'd be at Columbus Cafe, and that was the place to be. And it was the most amazing fucking place. It's where I met so many people. And there's never been a place like it since.
Since then.
But Bruce Willis used to come. He was a bartender at Cafe Central, which was nearby.
Right.
And when that went out of business, people came over to hang out at Columbus Cafe.
People forget about that about Bruce Willis. He's just a Jersey dude who's a bartender in the city.
Everybody started out somewhere, man. Yeah. Nobody was born famous.
Now, this place was on 69th and...
On Columbus.
Yeah.
Blue Ivy.
69th and Columbus Cafe.
Yeah.
She's going to be a big disappointment, too, ain't she? Oh boy, I can't wait for that disappointment. Blue Ivy, Jay-Z and Beyonce's daughter.
How did she see anything else?
She's a 3, and it's unfortunate.
Really?
Yeah.
The first night that Mike Tyson
What are you gonna do?
The first night that Mike Tyson met Robin Givens.
Yeah.
I happened to be talking to her by the men's room, and he pushed me out of the way, just like, and he picked her up and put her over his shoulder and walked out of the club with her. Walked up the stairs.
I missed the good old days when you could do that. Remember those days?
That's amazing.
You just put a bitch over your shoulder and just walk out. Taxi!
He pushed me out of the way first. He didn't even bother to say anything. Just went like that. Picked her up, put her over his shoulder, and walked up the
stairs.
That's
the most alpha thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
It was crazy shit.
And she wondered why there was some battered.
Yeah, exactly. That happened later.
He was
sure,
doing the battering. Don't believe shit, bro. Yeah. I know Robin Money. I used to do a warm up for her dumb show.
Oh, really?
Forgive and Forget, when she took it over from Mother Love. Remember that show, Forgive and Forget?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Robin took it over. I used to bring it to the cellar. Her and her mother.
Oh, really?
The mother who gave Dave Winfield the clap.
Really?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that story.
Yeah, they old school gold diggers. Nigga. I respect them, though. I love them crazy bitches.
You gotta love them.
She was so much fun. She was mad fun.
Speaking of the clap, what's the situation over there?
There we go.
Do you do a test? I know that it's not about sex, but it can happen, and you need to make sure that the dick is clean.
Then you make sure all the dudes dip their dick in the barber stuff, the blue barber, put it in there.
Just six of them once. Disinfectant. Floating, just bouncing.
Just dip your dick in the disinfectant.
And the blue disinfectant at the barber.
Pull all six up by the lid.
It's floating in like fucking dollar pickles.
You had no idea you'd be sitting with five comedians.
Wow.
Sex workers are cleaner than normal people because they have to be.
Yeah, I give it that.
Yeah, they have to be.
But how do you take? Wow. Do you test them?
Me personally, I've never asked a guy how big his dick is. I don't know.
I did that on the subway on the way here. There's some big dicks out here, y'all. It turns out some big dicks out
there. I don't require anyone to have an STD check because then that might give law enforcement the impression that we are selling sex. I've never sold sex, so there's no reason to have an STD check for somebody.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So smart. Enter at your own risk.
So someone could just be riddled with AIDS.
Or be entered at your own risk.
And you don't give a shit.
Well, I mean, we don't sell sex, so.
Yeah, so it has no bearing.
Right,
on
right,
no bearing.
Right, sure.
Yeah, you can't get AIDS from
talking. You can't get, right, exactly. You can't get AIDS over dinner.
Now, do some guys ever have a date and then cancel, and you have to replace them, and the girl's like, no, but if you give me a discount on this dude.
What's the cancellation policy? Yeah.
If somebody can't make it, we fully refund the deposit, but we give them options. Right. We don't do bait and switch. Like, I won't just have her book, one guy and then another guy shows up. But if a guy does get sick or if something happens, family emergency, we'll call the client in advance and go over the options. Option A is reschedule with him on another date. Option B is to help find a replacement and we'll list the available options. Or C is just refund. And so,
you ever had a racial situation? Like somebody show up and like this, I said not this dark. Or I want darker. Or I said no Greeks.
Thinking.
No Portuguese. like an old fishing ship.
My nieces are half Portuguese.
Well, we try to do a really funny episode on the Gigolo show.
Right. That's on Showtime, right?
Yeah. Yeah. She was too dark. He wasn't dark enough. Yeah.
Okay, then that's acceptable.
What happened? The dude wasn't dark enough?
Yeah, so then we had to bring in a guy from L.A. who was a darker-skinned black man. And
right.
Would
y'all try to give her a red bone?
Yeah, he was a red bone. He was a red bone.
A goddamn red bone.
Yeah,
he was light. Big Daddy Kane in there.
Yeah. Yeah, he was too light.
Was it for a white woman or a black woman?
I believe it was a white woman, yeah. White woman. She wanted a black man, and he wasn't black enough.
Do you guys do like last-minute impulse buys, or are these all planned out in advance?
Sure,
this is like a point-of-sale situation.
Yeah, I mean, we don't do a lot of last-minute, late-night calls, because that's generally kind of weird,
that's
or somebody's drunk or
funky,
something.
Right?
Yeah, so most people plan in advance.
Break, but or what if they're like a, do they have to be a pre-screened client to get like quicker?
Yeah, I mean, we screen them, obviously, but it's not as much as like a male screening for women because they can sort of protect themselves, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, but I mean, we don't do a lot of last minute. I mean, our agency is about really kind of upscale things. Mm-hmm. It's not like sending someone for 30 minutes to somewhere at lunchtime or anything like that. So,
have you ever had to like blacklist someone?
Yes.
Who turned up
a lady?
What, yes. A client?
Blacklisted
lady. A lady who didn't know how to act.
I'm intrigued.
What happened?
What's
she do?
All right, so
who dis?
Well, there's people that maybe have some substance abuse issue problems or
like they won't share
some mental health issues.
They won't share their fucking drugs. Yeah, that's a problem.
You know, some people have
substances.
Some people have mental health issues that need more professional help, and they're using one of these guys to like cure them, or not cure them, but try to make them happy instead of like seeing some sort
fill
of
in the hole.
Therapist.
Yeah. It's like putting a band-aid on a fucking bullet wound.
So, you know, if a person is extremely disrespectful, maybe a bit too bipolar, or, you know, a bit, you know, causing situations where they're getting kicked out of hotels, you know, and he's sort of under danger of being, like, arrested because she's that out there.
Okay.
And a bit, you know, so some people we just can't,
Do you have a code word? Fire hydrant, fire hydrant.
Right, yeah.
Well,
he's not telling you his code word, Karen.
Hey, so what is it? So have you written a book?
Not yet.
It's time.
No, because I bet you have great stories for a book.
A lot of stories. Lots of stories.
An anonymous book. Obviously, you don't write the real names.
Too late now.
You probably have great stuff.
So you've been on both sides now. You've been the owner of the place.
Yes.
And you've been gigoloing.
Yes.
Okay, now, you ever get the urge to be like, if I was still out there.
If I was out there, I would take
care of
her. I'll
show you how to make that money.
Yeah. If you...
I know that has to be the conversation.
Yeah, if you I might come out of retirement for you, girl. You know, if you want to use the service, girl. You know. Hi.
You wanted to buy some time. Have you ever fucked on a gigolo date?
Me personally?
Yeah,
no.
You personally?
No. Gotta
I mean, would you tell
no.
us if you had, though?
You
gotta
say no.
You never fucked on a gigolo date?
No.
It's a, you can save space.
You would think that you would bang one or two.
This is just between
it's like, have
us
you ever committed a very serious crime?
This is just between the six of us on tape.
Listen, between you and me.
Between me and you and the recording.
We won't tell anybody. We won't tell a soul.
Now, how is it easier for a man to run this kind of company compared to a woman? Like, if a woman was in charge of dudes? Because usually you see men running all kinds of escort services, men and women.
Well, it's been really good because I'm I think it's easier for the women to talk to me as a booker,
right?
Because I do a lot of matchmaking,
right? You think women are judge if like if you got to go to a woman to get a man?
Yeah, well, and then like my assistant is I guess I can say this my assistant is a lesbian. So,
and you hired her?
No, but I mean, I hired her because I'm just saying it. I don't know, but I hired her because
it's safe
because
she's
amazing
fuck
that
with the guys.
Well, not just that, because she's sweet with the women that call, just like
right.
I am. So I think it's a good combination.
Right.
Absolutely.
A lot it's of more my welcoming job is when they call it out. Figure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, so.
So what's your vision for this company? You have one agency right now in South Florida.
No, we have guys in 10 different cities.
Right, but are there agencies in all of those cities? Like, are you seeing this?
Well, we don't need
it.
We don't need an
like
agency. It's just we don't need a physical building. It's all everything's done through a website and phone calls and emails. So, I mean, we would like to be in more cities. So it's just a matter of growing it, but it's just a problem finding the right guys because we're so picky. Like,
and I'm sure turnover got to be
brand.
Pretty
so
fast.
Do you reach out to the modeling agencies? Where do you start?
We just have an employment page. I mean, we've had over 20,000 requests. Uh-huh. So
what?
I mean, it's just a matter of putting up. Well,
of
most of the requests.
Of dudes who want to be escorts.
Yeah, but most of the guys, you're just like.
I'm just trying to get their degree,
dude.
Man.
Very questionable.
Like,
what do you mean? Some of the dudes are questionable?
I mean, I have a whole folder called Crazy Employment. It's just. Crazy.
The stabbers, huh?
It's just crazy.
No, a lot of guys probably think they're really good looking. And they're
right.
Not. They delude
there
themselves.
There's a lot of
that. That
they
really
were
well.
The big fish
yeah,
in
really,
their pond.
Yeah. In their little
in
city.
In Boca High.
Well, they
so
just
is
went
it any
crazy.
Kind of training, though? Boca High.
Yeah.
Is it any kind of, like, do you have, like, a 2 weeks
yeah.
of...
Well, I mean,
training
we
or
yeah, I mean, we there's a lengthy process to get to work for us. I mean, but at the end of the day, like you're, I mean, there's a lot of tips that you can learn, but you either have the ability to be good at this or you don't.
Right.
I mean, you either have an outgoing personality. You can't
right.
be introverted.
Right.
You have to be intelligent. You have to be smart. I mean, I'm just listing your qualities right now.
Yeah,
so,
I like hearing.
You know,
you have
so
to be likable.
You have to be
scrotum too. Throw that on. Man. Yeah.
You have to be likable.
Tell us something
right?
we don't know.
Am I right?
So you either have the type of personality for this, or you don't.
Or you don't.
You know. So
I'm thinking it's 99% of conversation.
Yeah, and there's a lot of tips to learn about just throwing in compliments and little things like that, and little things that you wouldn't even expect. Like if you're walking from a point A to B, like that, you do not walk one or two steps ahead of somebody.
Right.
You're ew. With that person.
So it sounds like you could also become a training service. Like send your boyfriend to us for a week and
we'll happy to help.
Oh, that's
with
a
all
great
that.
Idea.
It's about being polite and having a good personality.
Like yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It should come naturally to people, right?
Right. Yeah.
They had a show similar to that on VH1 a couple years ago. Yeah. And, it was like some master of dating or whatever that dude was teaching guys how to be.
That was the pickup artist.
Pickup artist. Oh. Yes.
Pickup fuck that artist. Shit.
Yes.
Mystery.
Yes. Mystery. That's his name. Yes.
Yo, you those look at him and you're like, obnoxious. nah, not for me. And then you watch his game and you're like, I guess I would.
Right. Nick Kroll did a funny bit, Gigolo House. Remember on Comedy Central?
Yeah. That was this mystery? Guy, mystery. And he looks goofy as fuck, like on purpose, right? It's like everything about him is a conversation starter of some sort. You look at him, you just go, ugh.
Well, first of all, he's
got
call a
mad
guy
game.
Mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But his was about how quick can you pick up a chick and get her in.
No, that's the seduction community. And there's a whole seduction community.
What are you talking
it's
about?
Oh,
community?
Yeah, the artist seduction.
It's a community of people where they teach you how to take away a woman's power.
That's
so
not
that
seduction.
You can,
it sounds seductive to me. Go ahead. Tell me more.
There are techniques.
And when you store these bitches' power, when you got it.
Oh, my God.
No, because women have tremendous power. And the only way you can break through is to understand that every gorgeous woman, there was a time when she
wasn't gorgeous.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
In her head,
she went through an awkward stage.
Yeah.
And they keep
that's
that.
What every person.
And that's the only chance men have.
I mean, I openly talk otherwise, about my back brace.
Yeah. But that's the worst thing.
That's the only chance men have, because women, you know how, like, people who are very heavy and lose weight, very often they look in the mirror, they still see heavy,
still see
even
heavy,
though they're thin.
Yeah.
How you were in your formative years is how you look at yourself as an adult. Even though you've changed.
Feel like shit till they
even though you've changed. Yeah, so
no
even gorgeous women, these like 10, you know, models that you would consider to be a 10, a lot of them are very insecure because they look in the mirror and they see all their defects.
Yeah.
Especially if
and
you're,
most of the world doesn't
the
have to worry
game,
about
if you're
that.
Professionally pretty. And how could you not? There's
yeah,
no,
well,
you're
the
prettiest.
Product.
That's a
you're
tough
never
job.
The prettiest, right? Like there's mm-hmm. always
you're
gonna
what
be somebody
you're selling.
Prettier.
You're the product, and it's a lot of pressure, and there's a lot of depression that goes with
it. I used to model, and it was very annoying going to castings, and you would go to a casting, and there'd be 200 other guys, and then and then you would get a call back, and then you would get another call back, and then you would go, and then I was in Milan. I got picked for like four runway shows, and then you would go and they would hand you a suit jacket and it didn't fit and they'd be like, see you later. Mm. And it was just like,
they're
so...
Because
you're
like
a
nothing.
Hanger.
They treat you like you're nothing.
And then, and then you would see the commercial that you didn't book and you'd be like, really? That guy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That guy actually... But it's so weird because that guy actually... The girl was a little bit shorter, so they had to have a shorter guy that would match up with her. So you never knew why or how, but it was it's very like... Very, very... depressing after a while.
It's very judgmental.
It just beats
so much
you down.
You're constantly
being
judged.
And you're like, that guy.
It
it's hard to
you
be
down
ten.
That job.
That's why I keep it
you're
like an 8
right.
and a half, 9. You know, just to take the pressure off.
Because you're constantly being judged.
Yeah,
why do we have to take power away, though? Why can't we just be human beings?
Why can't you
together?
But that's how I like
power.
It, too. I don't like to. When I try to talk to a girl, and it's my whole life, I never try to make her feel lower to make me feel higher. But I've seen dudes do that a million times.
Do you?
That's what the seduction community does. They actually tell you to tell her things that take away her power. Don't compliment her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And that's how
it's
that
gross.
Worked. And that's why those
but
guys
it works.
Are so
lame. But,
you know,
lame. We love that shit.
But,
yeah, we love
you've never had your dick, dick sucked by an empowered woman, then, because that is the best head you will ever have. A woman who owns her shit and knows that she is fucking fabulous.
No, Jen, you're wrong.
And
you
I am a
sex weeping
worker,
woman.
Yes, you.
A weeping woman who's just
oh,
been
my
mad.
God.
That is the best
choking,
job you'll ever
choking,
get.
Choking, dying.
Right, she can't even breathe from all the snot.
Oh,
a weeping
woman.
A weeping
shirt
woman.
Was too orange. That's what you want.
I've had them both. I'm saying they're both
the
pretty
best.
Good.
They're both. Yeah, they're all good. It's all
I
good.
Knock it out the
you'll
bed.
Take
you
it.
Know what I'm
I'll take any one of those, or in between, or in the middle, or
I'll take a weepy blow.
Does this blowjob make me look fat? That's what you want.
That's great.
How's this angle?
That's hilarious.
Now, don't you guys got a show tomorrow, tonight? What? Don't I have a show coming up? What's going on?
Yeah, Karen and I have a show. I'm producing a show called Shift Yourself.
Yes, let people know about it.
Transformative comedic experience.
Yeah, girl. Yes.
There's a theme song. There's live music involved. I co-wrote the theme song with a woman named Robin Charles. You may know her father, Ray. And
Wait, is he blind or something?
I don't know. I think so. I don't know. Maybe he's just the spokesman for Ray-Bans. Okay. But yeah, we're doing that. We've got Karen Margolis. We've got Danielle Mercurio. She's a Philadelphia-based comedian and soulful entrepreneur, astrologer. We're going all over the place with this. It's designed to shift yourself. And there's an artistic element. There's going to be a sketch artist on stage doing some stuff.
Yeah, that dude's great, too. He actually, they when did a this? Mural for us in a hallway
tomorrow
that they painted over.
Oh, nice.
Tomorrow, 5:30.
Yeah, he's a
mirror,
right?
Stand-up
New York. It's a stand-up New York, 5:30. Doors open 5 p.m.
Jeff, she's saying it's stuff.
Oh,
go ahead.
I apologize.
Oh, you're trying to take her self-esteem?
Trying to take my power away, Jeff.
See that?
No.
Women talking. Well, so what? Anyway.
Enough about that. Stand-up New York. Doors open 5 p.m. Show starts at 5:30. Yep.
Okay.
Tomorrow, the 20th.
It's going to be a good show.
It's going to be amazing.
You're excited about it?
I am. I'm doing a 20-minute set, which I realized
today.
My daughter.
That'll be exciting.
That is
nice.
I'm excited. Bex, when you want to plug some?
Yes. I have a new podcast called Comics Book Club. I read a different book every
Another
week.
Book thing.
Shut
she
up.
Got book
we slugs. Already deal with
okay,
it.
Okay, we do not read the book.
She doesn't read the book because she's a book tease.
Stop trying to pin these women against
all
each other.
Books.
I'm the one who brought them together in the first
Hold
place.
Hold on. Tomorrow night, I'm at Lincoln's Laugh Shack in Portland, Maine. Featuring for Shane Torres. Friday night, I am headlining the House of Bacon in Auburn, Maine. And next weekend, I am joining the Brewery Comedy Tour as a feature. We will be in Boca Raton, Miami,
Boca.
Port Orange, Cape Canaveral, and Ocean Springs, Mississippi.
Oh, let's all get Chase spots.
They're all brewing companies. You can find all this information on my Instagram, RebeccaRush639.
Excellent. Jeff, you want to plug some stuff?
Yeah, I got two things to plug. My book just became a bestseller on Amazon.
Where's
and
my copy?
Wait, you wrote that book?
Yes, I wrote the book. It's called Healing Your Heart by Changing Your Mind, a spiritual and humorous approach to achieving happiness.
Boom.
And I just got a contract to do an audio book from the biggest audio people. They read the book, they loved it, and they called me and they sent me a contract. I just signed
it yesterday.
And you're
going to do the audio book yourself?
Yeah, I sent them a tape of my voice because I want it's a very personal book.
Right.
And it's from my heart. And
so
I didn't think anybody could do it but me. So fortunately, they okayed it.
That's
amazing. I read it into my phone, sent it to them, and they're like, yeah, we like you and we want you to do it. So that's cool.
Give them the title of the book again.
It's called very soothing voice.
Healing Your Heart by Changing Your Mind, a spiritual and humorous approach to achieving happiness. And there's a picture of a meditating dog on the front, a dog in lotus position. and it's like I got great reviews from psychologists, psychiatrists, MDs, like people who own recovery centers. It's about changing the way you think to achieve happiness in your life.
Listen, you got to do that sometimes. That's something you got to do.
You do. That's how I stopped stuttering. I was a very severe stutterer.
Were you really?
I couldn't even say my name. I stuttered so badly. And I worked on my mind for years to develop a cure for stuttering. And a lot of that is in here. It's about overcoming obstacles in your life. How to change the course of your life by the way you think.
Right.
So that's what it's about.
And mind over matter.
The other, yes, that's right. That's exactly right. And I was asked to start a new comedy show in a beautiful nightclub on East 54th Street called Le Rev, starting Monday, October 1st.
Yes, okay.
And it's going to be a hot show. And aside from the comedy, they have great food and hookah. And
a hot
DJ. Yeah, it's going to be like a real event, not just the comedy show. Yeah.
It's Monday. It opens October 1st.
Monday, October 1st at 8 o'clock.
It's already a club, but he's starting
It's a
comedy
nightclub.
There.
Oh, it's a really beautiful nightclub, but they want to do a comedy night, so they called me in to start it.
Cool.
So I have the first lineup. I would love you to do my show. First night is Aaron Berg and Chuck Nice and Dante Nero.
Nice.
And Corinne Fisher.
Perfect.
And me, and I called you, but you're busy, so you'll do the next one.
I'll do the next one.
Okay, it's going to be every Monday night.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'll invite all you guys to come and do the show.
Can I plug like one more thing I forgot about?
Okay,
it's a beautiful room,
Thank
man.
You.
No,
beautiful
we've
room.
Moved on.
I have a new monthly at Henrietta Hudson's in the West Village called Raised by Wolves.
I used to perform at Henrietta Hudson's. Nice lesbian bar. I used to perform there way back in the day.
Well, cool. I'd love to have you come headline. We're paying
the
headliners.
I used to love it.
And it's tomorrow at 8, second Thursday of the month after this month. I won't be there. So if you don't like me, go this month.
Okay. First of all, Henrietta Hudson's was one of the first places I performed in the city. And you have to win them over, and that's why I love them. If you walk in there with a dick, nigga, they booed right away. So you have to convince them that a dick's okay.
Yeah. I know.
It's the subway's crazy.
So it's where you go to get the female experience of comedy, then?
No, it's really a dude experience because it's the hardest lesbians you ever fucking run into.
It's not like a gay show. It's just at a gay bar.
Yeah. I like it. I liken it to when I performed at the Uptown Comedy Corner in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
And I was the only white guy in the place.
That sounds fun, right?
That was a crazy experience. But, oh, and I just want to get, my website is comedymatterstv.com. And,
yes.
And Twitter and Instagram is at Jeffrey Gurian.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
G-U-R-I-A-N. Thank you,
Sharon. My name is Garen James, and I got a lot of things to plug.
Plug
baby.
It, Garen.
Yeah. Plug it.
You got nothing?
No, I mean, I got a lot of things to plug. And you guys have been like none of us escorting jugs the whole time.
Oh
my God, don't quit your night job.
Finally, I make a joke and
stick to seduction, nigga.
Say the name of your business
how
again.
How hard is this with a table full of comedians? Like, I think of one joke just booed me off the table.
Say the name of your business again.
Boo.
Does anybody have a tomato?
Throw shit at me. God.
The big hook. The big hook comes out. When
okay,
off
you,
the
can,
stage.
You can go check ahead. Out my podcast, Book Sluts, on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Patreon. We've got 3 subscription tiers. The highest one is frog porn art, where we will make and send you 1 frog porn art. And it's really high quality art. And
now I have to do it just because what the fuck is that?
You have to. It's only $30 a month.
Amazing.
That's it. And no requests. We just draw whatever we want. So it's not, we're not. You buy your time.
Okay.
And all my stuff is Karen Margolis on everything, Keren Margolis. So yeah, I'm out.
Excellent.
I'm out here.
Do y'all have affected shit?
Garen James. Garen James. Underscore James.
That's your Instagram.
And then Cowboys for Angels is all over the place.
Right.
That's
you
amazing.
Can catch me on
Cowboys for Angels. That's what
on all those places.
Excellent. Yeah. Don't forget this Tuesday, September 25th, 10 p.m. The Comedy Cell. I'm doing an hour over there, hosted by Jared Fried.
Oh,
and
really?
Featuring Rosebud Baker. Get your tickets, comedycellar.com. That's this Tuesday, 10 p.m. Your boy just, you know, doing an hour, just chilling. Whatever.
Is it a Small World production?
It's Small World production.
So play it up, man.
It yeah.
Small World production.
All right. Yes. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Okay, you're welcome.
That's September 25th, 10 p.m. Comedy Cellar. Go to comedycellar.com. And then we got the show downstairs, October 4th, Thursday, October 4th, 8 p.m. Small World Comedy. And then we got October 16th, Surrounded 4, which is all gay comedians and me. And that's going to be at the Comedy Cellar. And then October 30th, we got Hell Night, which is TJ Miller and Artie Lang, me. We all talk about near-death experiences.
Wow.
Go to smallworldcomedy.com and get the info. Oh, baby.
That's great.
Did I have fun today?
Yeah. Boom.
Absolutely.
What a magical show.
Absolutely.
This is good. Right.
Yes, thanks for coming on.
Amazing. Thanks for having us, man.
Yes, let's take a pic. That's it. All your mothers.